We're doing Miktzushan Oruch Mekochaim, and now we go over to the laws of reading in the Torah. So, first of all, there's a biblical commandment that every Jew should write his own Torah. And even if a person inherited a Sefer Torah, he has a mitzvah to write his own. In our day and age, so we don't really learn that much from a Sefer Torah, so a person should purchase books. He should purchase a Chumash, a Mishnah, a Gemara, books of Halacha. We need books that will help us run our home. So every person knows where he's holding, and a person should start acquiring the books that will be supportive of his learning. Now, this is important in terms of building your library. Everyone should own a Hebrew-English Chumash, a Tanakh. Now, if you like learning the Living Torah of Rav Aryeh Kaplan, other people like the Stone Chumash, other people like the Chabad translation on Chumash, you know, to each his own. But you should have the Svarim with which you learn. A Mishnah in Hebrew and English. If you're learning Art Scroll, then a Gemara. Each person has to see it, depending on his stage at this point. We have to build our libraries, and this is the fulfillment of that mitzvah to purchase a Sefer Torah. Once upon a time, they learned a lot from a Sefer Torah. Today, we learn from other books. So we have to build our libraries, and this is part of this mitzvah, and this is part of educating oneself and one's home. We have 20 things that will disqualify your Sefer Torah and remove it from the holiness of a Sefer Torah, give it the status like a Chumash. So, and then you wouldn't be able to read from it publicly. So we'll take a few of them. Number one, if it's missing even one letter. Number two, if there's even one extra letter in the Torah. Number three, if two letters are touching. Number four, if a letter loses its form to the point where you can't read, you don't know how to recognize that letter, or it seems like a different letter. You know, it was supposed to be a resh, and then they cut off the roof, and it became a vav. So now it looks like a vav. Sometimes that can happen either because someone sneezed on the Sefer Torah, so a little bit of ink got smudged. Sometimes it can happen because the parchment got torn or cracked. Another disqualifying factor would be when you have two letters of the same word, but there's a big gap between them. So now it looks like two different words. Or if you have two words that were written so close together, now they look like one word. Another disqualifying factor is when the form of the parsha is changed, meaning we have a form. We have a place where we're supposed to indent in the beginning. There's a place where we're supposed to leave a gap. Another disqualifying factor is the form of the songs. Az Yashir, we know the songs in Torah. You have a Hazinu, which is written in two columns. And then you have Az Yashir, which is written like a sentence, a tab, a sentence, a tab, right? So you have spaces on top of words and words on top of spaces. So you have all these tabs in between every sentence. And finally, if a person wrote the Torah the way a song is written, so he changes the order, he makes other parts of the Torah in song form. So those are eight examples. There are more of disqualifying factors. When we have a Sefer Torah, we treat it with extraordinary holiness. We honor it. We stand up when the Sefer Torah is being carried or when it's outside the Ark. A person is not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, even if he has many Sefrei Torah, even if it's old. You know, even if you want to sell it in order to buy a new one. We don't sell a Sefer Torah. Once you have a Sefer Torah, so that's supposed to remain in your possession for life. Oh, say if a person won't be able to learn Torah if he doesn't sell the Sefer Torah, you know, he inherited a $50,000 Sefer Torah. If he sells it, he'll be able to learn Torah. If he doesn't sell it, he won't be able to learn Torah. That's permissible. Or if he doesn't have the money to get married. And if he sells the Sefer Torah, he'll be able to get married. So if he owns 50 properties, he could sell his Cadillac. So we say, get rid of your Cadillac. Don't get rid of the Sefer Torah. Okay, get rid of the Lexus. But at any rate, if you don't have anything left to sell, the only thing left is the Sefer Torah, and by selling it, a person will be able to afford getting married and having children. So then we say, okay, for those two mitzvot, the halacha permits a person to sell the Sefer Torah. Learning Torah and marrying a wife.